This is TWiT.
President Obama issued an unusual statement this morning supporting net neutrality. He urged the FCC to reclassify consumer broadband service providers as common carriers. Let's take a look at his statement on video.
Everybody. Ever since the internet was created, it's been organized around basic principles of openness, fairness, and freedom. There are no gatekeepers deciding which sites you get to access. There are no toll roads on the information superhighway. This set of principles, the idea of net neutrality, has unleashed the power of the internet and given innovators the chance to thrive. Abandoning these principles would threaten to end the internet as we know it. That's why I'm laying out a plan to keep the internet free and open. And that's why I'm urging the Federal Communications Commission to do everything they can to protect net neutrality for everyone. They should make it clear that whether you use a computer, phone, or tablet, internet providers have a legal obligation not to block or limit your access to a website. Cable companies can't decide which online stores you can shop at or which streaming services you can use. And they can't let any company pay for priority over its competitors. To put these protections in place, I'm asking the FCC to reclassify internet service under Title II of a law known as the Telecommunications Act. In plain English, I'm asking them to recognize that for most Americans, the internet has become an essential part of everyday communication and everyday life. The FCC is an independent agency, and ultimately this decision is theirs alone. But the public has already commented nearly 4 million times, asking the FCC to make sure that consumers, not the cable company, gets to decide which sites they use. Americans are making their voices heard and standing up for the principles that make the internet a powerful force for change. As long as I'm president, that's what I'll be fighting for, too.
The time to fight for net neutrality was when he appointed an industry lobbyist to head the FCC. Just my opinion. John Brodkin writes for Ars Technica and joins us now to talk about this issue. Welcome to you, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The president is asking the FCC and made it very clear that the FCC is an independent agency. He does appoint or nominate the FCC chairman, but after that, it's independent. He seems to be leveraging public opinion to pressure his own appointee to support net neutrality. And if the overwhelming public comments period didn't do it, which clearly supported net neutrality, will this have any effect at all? I mean, after all, he's a lame duck president, and there's really nothing he can do to compel the FCC to support net neutrality, is there?
Well, not technically, but I think it'll have some effect. You've already seen the FCC move closer towards reclassification. Their latest proposal would sort of halfway reclassify internet service by calling the connections between ISPs and websites a common carrier service, whereas the connection between ISPs and consumers would not be. That was surprising in itself because the FCC's original plan back in May wouldn't have done any of that. But I think Obama coming out and saying he wants a full reclassification, I think that gives Wheeler some political cover to do this. But if you're cynical, you might also think that it's by Obama saying we should reclassify entirely, it would maybe let the FCC do something a little bit weaker and perhaps avoid a lawsuit because the ISPs will be so afraid that something worse could happen.
So Obama, he noted that net neutrality rules should apply to mobile data too, but then he also qualified that recognizing the special challenges that come with managing wireless networks should be part of that application of the rules. What are those challenges? What are the challenges that are specific to mobile data?
Well, a challenge is that spectrum is a scarcer resource for mobile than for consumer internet. I mean, you know, obviously there are data caps, which are mostly a profit play, but in very congested areas, the limits of mobile networks are real. But I think the main principle is that he doesn't want carriers to block things just because they don't want to serve it up, instead of, you know, blocking for reasonable network management principles is something that's usually built into rules like this, and that'll probably be something that'll happen no matter what. But, as long as they're not doing it to sort of prop up certain services over others, I think that's what he wants.
Now, of course, the internet service providers' stock prices took a dive this morning upon hearing this news because, of course, their ability to monetize is linked to a certain extent to their ability to control who can have access and, you know, charge extra money for people, different various companies and individuals to have access. Now, were you as confused as I was, John, about the Wheeler proposal that would classify the connection between the websites and the ISPs as a common carrier status, but not between the ISPs and consumers? That sounded backwards to me. Don't you want there to be financial incentives for the Netflixes of the world to basically pay their own way for the huge amount of bandwidth that they use and the performance of that bandwidth between themselves and the ISPs, but you don't, in my opinion, you don't want to nickel and dime consumers, especially in this semi-monopoly situation we have in a lot of markets in the United States. Was that designed as a kind of poison pill? I mean, the supporters of it said, what's great about this is it's so complicated and offensive that it will never see the light of day. It'll be tied up in the courts or whatever. But what was your opinion about Wheeler's proposal, a couple of weeks ago?
I thought it was sort of interesting because it would do what people have been arguing, that it could help the FCC prevent paid prioritization deals where websites would have to pay for faster access to consumers, but it would do it in a slightly different way than what most people were arguing. I didn't really find it confusing, except in that it's you have to define who is a web service or a provider versus who is a consumer, because everyone uploads, everyone downloads, and so do businesses. So you'd have to it would make it a little bit more complicated, but I didn't think it was completely bogus.
That seems like a situation in which small businesses might be particularly concerned, because they might feel like they would never get a chance to get a fair start if larger companies are paying for fast access already. Was that part of the concern? And
that's the whole point of this whole debate, that people have been wanting to ban paid prioritization over the past 6 months, but the whole debate is how to come up with a legal framework that will survive a court challenge.
So what do you think the industry's response to this particular set of proposals from Obama is? Is it good? People seem happy so far. I mean, it's only been a couple of hours, but what are you seeing out there?
Well, the internet service providers hate it already. AT&T has already threatened to sue because they don't want even a possibility that they could face the same kinds of rules that the traditional telephone system faces. So basically every ISP and industry consortium is against it. All of the consumer advocacy groups are for it. It's pretty clear that it's divided people down the middle.
And what did FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler think?
He said that the president's statement is an important contribution to the debate, and he said that this is a very complicated topic, and what they really want to do is make sure that they can create something that will stand up to court challenge. And as a result, it sounds like the final decision will be pushed until sometime early next year.
Interesting. So you think early next year, you don't think they're going to try to push it into the presidential campaign season?
Well, I hope it doesn't go till 2016. I don't know. When I said early this year, I don't really know. But originally they said end of this year, so I'm assuming they'll try to do early to mid next year, since they're already delaying it.